Blog Talk Radio.
The Sound.
Into a show
where men and women like you, men of God, women of God, that your opinion matters, that your feedback matters, that your testimony matters. Hallelujah. I am your host, Evangelist Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into The Sound. Yes, The Sound. You just heard the introduction song. You even heard a little bit that Jesus will fix it to let you know that you have the sound of victory. You have the sound of triumph. You have the sound of great things that's happening in your life. I'm excited on today. I am motivated on today, and I'm excited. This is not a show that we're going to be preaching. This is not a show that we're going to be teaching. Well, we might do a little bit of both if the Holy Ghost permits. But this is a show where you, men and women of God, and we're going to talk about things that a lot of the saints don't want to. God had dropped this in my spirit a while back. And at the time when he gave it to me, I wasn't sure if I was ready to do it. But now it's the time to do it. And it's a time now that men and women of God, we go in ministry, we go through so many different things in life. We go through so many tests, so many trials, so many tribulations. And sometimes we keep it all in. We keep it all in and we hide it from other people. Well, this is a show that you can call in and you will be my guest. Yes, you and you. You will be my guest. It's kind of like a round table. But we're a round table in a spiritual level. Amen. This is a show where it's a round table where men and women of God sit around the table and we're talking about things of God. We're talking about ministry. We're talking about knowing who you are in God. We're talking about health. We're talking about wealth. We're talking about finances and business. We're talking about marriage and the single people. We're talking about preparing yourself for marriage. We're talking about parents, being parents, and walking in ministry and being a parent, and how can you juggle the two between being in ministry and running business. We're talking about the things that you're dealing with and how you asking God to help you. We're talking about things because there's a lot of men and women that are online right now. They're listening in from their Skype. There's a lot of men and women that's listening in from their iPad. They're listening in from their phone. They're listening on their job. And they're going through a test. And they're going through a trial. They're going through tribulation. And on this show, The Sound, hallelujah, we're going to listen to the sound of what the Lord is saying. We're going to allow our ears to be to God's mouth. And we're going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Hallelujah. This is a show where we're going to help men and women of God know who they are, not be ashamed of who they are, and walk in the victory. Hallelujah. The introduction song, I love that song by Mary Mary, The Sound. I asked God, what song can I go with this title, The Sound? And he said, this song by Mary Mary, it's a song of victory. Hallelujah. How many of you out there listening today, you've been hearing about walking in victory, but no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you read your word, no matter how much you fast, no matter how much you seek God's face, you still haven't seen the victory yet. You haven't even heard the sound of victory. Well, this show is going to help you to give you feedback, hallelujah, about victory. This show is where we're going to be listening to music. It's going to be the show where we're just going to talk, men and women of God, and help one another. Hallelujah. I see that I got a couple of callers on the air right now. I'm going to call your first three numbers and your last. I'm going to call your last four numbers, and you'll be live on the air. Caller, your last four numbers is 3993. Welcome to The Sound. You're live on the air. Caller?
I don't have anything to say. I'm just listening.
Hallelujah. Do you want to introduce yourself?
This is Tashana's little sister, Shaloria Mitchell.
Hallelujah. I know who you are, but I just wanted you to introduce yourself. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to have you online today, sis. I thank you for always supporting me in all my ministries and the different thing that God has given me. This is something that even if you, next time we do, and you have something you want to say to the young mothers, to the young women of God, this is a show that we're going to keep it 100, and we're going to talk about the things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your live on the air. Your last four digits is 6486. You're live on The Sound.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm here. This is Evangelist Daphne Rudley.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Rutley. Do you have anything you want to say to the men and women of God on today on the sound? We're talking about whatever topic you want to talk about. This is a show where the callers and the listeners are the guests, because if someone out there may be going through something that the caller may drop, God may drop in their spirit, that they can share over the airwaves to the listeners and the audience.
Not at this time. I'm right in the middle of something. I was out, so, and I got your text, and so I wanted to make sure I was online, but I'm taking care of something right now. As soon as that's done, I'll jump right in.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Well, I just want to talk a little bit of right now about some things, hallelujah, in ministry that we all deal with, and that's walking in our gifts, utilizing our gifts and walking our gifts, hallelujah. I want a lot of us to know that no matter what anyone says about you, no matter what you think about yourself, anyone thinks about what you've done in your past, you are chosen to walk in your gifts. Whatever God has chosen you to do, whatever he has called you to do, walk in your gifts. Know that you are anointed and appointed by God. Walk in the faith of God and knowing that you are called by God to walk in your gifts. Hallelujah. If God tells you that you are an evangelist, walk out and you begin. You don't need nobody to tell you that you can go evangelize. You begin to start over the phone lines. You begin to start over the social media. You begin to start over the email, the text messages. You begin to start within your family. You begin to start within the people that's around you. You begin to start at the grocery stores. You begin to start when you get your hair done, your nails done. A lot of women of God I have met in ministry when I was getting my nails done. It's actually one of my spiritual sisters. I've known her now for 4.5 years. I met a couple of days before I got ordained as evangelist in the nail shop, and we have been close sisters ever since. You can do great ministry at the nail shop. You can do great ministry at the hair shop. You can do great ministry at the hair store. There's a lot of things that you can do, men and women of God, as on your day-to-day life basis, things that you do on a daily basis, you can utilize your gifts on your daily basis activities. Hallelujah. I just want to share a little scripture with you for a moment to motivate your day. And it's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about victory. I don't know about you, but I just hear victory in the atmosphere. I just hear victory in the hemisphere. I just hear victory all over. I just hear victory everywhere. I know that God is going to do something triumph. I know God is going to do something miraculous. I don't know about you, but on today, it's trusting in God to do the miraculous Thursday. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm trusting in God to do the miraculous. I'm trusting in God for a manifestation. I'm trusting in God to bring me victory Thursday. I'm trusting in God to do the exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that's working in me. I'm trusting in God with all of my heart, and leaning not to my own understanding, and acknowledge him in all my ways, so he can direct my path. This is the day that the Lord has made, men and women of God, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to hold our heads up, and we're going to look up to the hill with coming, our help. Our help cometh the Lord and made the heaven and earth. The one that watches over us never sleep. The one that did watch the Israel never sleep. The Lord stand beside us as our protective shade. The sun will not hurt us by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord preserve our life. Hallelujah. And if he watches over us as we come, both now and forevermore. We can trust in God to know that we got victory. Listen to the sound of the birds, that they how they praise God every morning. Listen to the sound of the wind as they blow on the trees. Listen to the sound of the air, the wind, the wind. But listen to the sound around you. Listen to the peace and the holiness of God's Spirit, the shalom and the peace of God that's in your life. Listen to the sound of victory. Victory is all around you. Every day you wake up, that's the sound of victory. Every day when you put on your clothes and you use the activities of your limb, that's the sound of victory. Every time you're able to cook your food and you got some food to eat, that's the sound of victory. Every day when you wake up and you got somewhere that you can call your shelter, that's the sound of victory. Every day you get up and you walk on and you work on your job, that's the sound of victory. If you run your own business, that's the sound of victory. If you have friends and family that loves you and cares about you, that's the sound of victory. All different things in our life that we take for granted, hallelujah, those are the sounds of victory. Being able to say, Lord, I thank you, and I love you, and I worship you, that's the sound of victory. You know how many people right now in this world that's crying and seeking God the more to even have family or have family and friends or have a job or have a business or able to even hear. Some people can't even hear. Do you even hear the sound? That's victory in your life. Some people can't even see you, but you're able to see on today. That's victory. Some people wish they can walk, but you're able to walk. That's victory. Some people don't even have a connection with God. Been in church for 20 and 30 years and don't even know the voice of God, but you yet can hear God. You can hear God to tell you to go here. You can hear God to tell you to pray and seek my face and say this and say that. That is the sound of victory. Hallelujah. My God, that is the sound of victory. I got some victorious people on the line on today. I got some victorious people on the line on today. I got some people on the line on today who are going to walk in nothing but abundance. I got some people on the line on today who are going to walk in excellence. I got some people on the line on today that on today you're going to see God give you victory. Hallelujah. And the verse that the Lord given me in Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That is it. That means Yahweh Ori, or Jehovah Ori, means the Lord of illumination. The Lord is about to illuminate your life. He's about to shine in you, out of you, around you, every area of your life, and you are going to see God illuminate everything in your life. He's going to illuminate your healing. He's going to illuminate your wealth. He's going to illuminate your business, your ministry, your relationships with your family, with your friends, in your marriage. If you're single, he's preparing you like Esther so you can get prepared for your smile. He's going to allow you to illuminate your business, your job, your career, your provision, the goals, everything that you have asked God for. He's going to be the Lord of illumination. He's going to illuminate every area of your life. And you can know that you're walking in victory. You will know that God is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and Alpha Omega. I see we have another caller on the line. And I want to say your last four numbers. Four numbers, 1358. You're live on the sound.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, how you doing, T-Dub? This is Michael calling from St. Louis.
I am blessed. How are you, MC?
I'm doing very, very well. Just basically calling in to support. Just got the post on Facebook, so I'm just calling to give support. And, you know, I'm wide open for whatever topics are out there. So I just kind of got on, so I don't know what's been discussed. But I will say this. I pray that, like, one thing that we discussed the other day is about true unity and true support amongst those that are in the household of faith. For some reason, we tend not to truly support like I think we should. I think that we're better off. I mean, I think we tend to support people that we don't have any connections with, any kind of ministries with, any family ties. Or we support them simply because they may entertain us, and I'm not knocking it. I'm not hating on anybody or anything like that. But I would like to see much more support among the household of faith. I just want to put that out there.
Amen, amen. And that is actually, that's a good topic. See, this show is not a specific topic. I just was just speaking because this is a show of whatever topic. This show right here that God gave me is not the typical show. The typical shows always have a certain type of, you know, I'm going to talk about this subject the whole show. I'm going to do this whole show. I'm going to let this person speak the whole show. This is a show that the listeners, the viewers, the callers can bring up the topic, because there's a lot of men and women that's out there right now in ministry want support. They want support in their ministries. They want support in certain things. And this is a good topic that you just brought up for the show. That is a good topic. A lot of people feel in ministry I talk to, myself, feel that, you know, they don't get the support they need from the family and the friends. They get it from strangers or people, you know, in other cities, other churches, other ministries. But you know what God has been teaching me personally, MC? He's been teaching me personally that even though you may not get the support that you want and that you desire from people, you just have to keep it moving. You know, it's sad to say, but it's just how it is. Sometimes you just have to keep it moving. You know, like, you always support me. My couple other sisters on the line, they always support me. And they support me as, like, my radio shows, my TV shows, my things like that. They support me. They're always there. That's good support. Some people don't even have that support. Some people may go sing at different churches, and they may want their family. They may want their close friends, their siblings, or someone there, and they may not have that. But the support that we do have, we have to thank God for that. And sometimes just keep it moving, because God allows the right. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I know you probably are. God allows certain people in our life at a certain time in a certain season, and certain people that we want to be there, sometimes they're not always there.
Man, great point. And you know, sometimes you know one thing I do love about God is He will touch the hearts of people that are far away and maybe somewhat strangers to you, and allow them to support you and push you on and encourage you, you know, so you won't, you know, get into a place of discouragement, you know, from the lack of support. So, you know, God is faithful in that area. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say and throw out there, you know. And I'll be listening. I'll be listening if that's something.
That's good. I remember it's actually in the book of Mark, and I think it's in the book of Luke too. I'm not for sure, but I know it's in the book of Mark. Jesus was speaking, and it was like your mother and your brother, you know, basically your family out there. And he was like, who is my mother? Who is my sister? Who is my brother? The one that does the will of God. That's who it is. And that's how it is now, even so now. Just because our natural blood family is not there to support us, I know as for myself, I can speak for me. And ministry-wise, my natural family, never there. But my spiritual family is there. My spiritual sisters, my spiritual friends, they're there. They support me more than my mom ever have. I've had so many great things that God has done in my life. My natural mother has never been there. My natural dad has never been there. My natural sisters, my natural brothers, my natural family have never, and this is the honest truth, never been there. But I have the people that I love the most, that I communicate with the most, is there to support me. So that's just how it is. I'm closer to my spiritual family than I ever have been with my natural family.
Wow. Amen. God is good. Amen.
So in the midst of all that, all we have to do is have faith, keep it moving, don't let it discourage us, and keep on moving, and don't be stopped. Allow God to get the victory and the power in our life. I want to see if any of these other sisters on the line have anything to say about that. Shalori, do you have anything you want to say on to this topic?
No, not so much. I agree with you. I was just dealing with some things myself, because I expected someone to really be there because I put so much emphasis on our relationship. But then God spoke to my heart concerning the matter and the people, and just was like, I wanted you to myself for this season. It's reasons why I didn't allow them to call you or to see about you or to pray with you, because I needed you to do some things on your own. You were going through some things that I needed you to do individually. And so I had to forgive them, because I had placed so much on the relationship because I expected them to be there. And God was like, that's not the case. You know, you have to look at me. I wanted you individually, and I didn't want them to have anything to do with what I'm doing with you right now. And so I had to forgive them, release them, and, you know, open myself up and my heart again to them, because I couldn't think of them as in that light, no matter what they did or said. It was all working toward what God was doing individually with me.
Amen. Now, I can relate to that. God will do that. Sometimes we can go through a hard time in our life. I know, like, when I was battling cancer and I was taking chemo and I was taking radiation, certain people in my family, I really wanted to be there. Well, they wasn't ever there, but my spiritual sister was there. And God was like, you don't need them around you right now. I'm trying to heal you. and their negativity and they, oh, I'm so sad for you, is not how you're going to get your healing. You need somebody
right.
around you who can speak life and speak my word
right.
And deposit and increase in your life. You don't need nobody to increase and take away from you when the devil's all trying to take away from you. You need some positive people around you. And then I had to,
right.
you know, shake that off and say, you right, God. I don't need them around me, you know, because they is going to speak negative. You know, they is going to believe, oh, everybody in our family died from this sickness and disease. And so I had to push that off, and I had to keep it moving. And that's why I'm
right.
here today.
Amen.
Amen. I have somebody in the chat room right now. She said that she's going through a tug of war in her life. She loves God. She does a lot of things in the church, but she's battling with love. She said, can anyone on here expound on the topic of love? Can anyone give her some advice about love?
I can say, the only thing that I can say to her, because I was battling with that myself, was that I had to learn to love myself. And it wasn't a matter of me loving God, because I love God. I love God. That's just it. But it was a matter of me loving myself the way that God loved me. And that was not it, because I was so hard on myself till I wouldn't allow anybody else or God to love me the way that he seemed fit. So until I loved myself the way God loved me, then I couldn't love nobody else. And I didn't know what it is for anybody else to love me the correct way until I began to love myself.
Amen, amen. Also, too, I know I can tell her for myself. I tell this testimony all the time to many women and men, is that sometimes you can have that husband. You can have that husband lay in bed with you every day, wake up with you. You do so many things together, and you still lack love. I was married for 13 years to my ex-husband. I lived until I was 16, got married, I was 18. And every morning while I was married to this man, I woke up every morning, I literally wanted to die. I woke up every morning, I'd be like, why are you still here? Why did I wake up? I still was sad. I still didn't love myself. I still was depressed. I still was suicidal. I still was battling bipolar. I still had anger and unforgiveness and rage and wrath
right.
and torment and tyranny inside of me. And I had a husband. I had a house. I had businesses. I had cars. We did so many things together. My flesh was, to be honest with you, when I was married, my flesh was pleased very well every day, but I still was yet lacking because I didn't have God inside of me. I did not love myself. I had things that
right.
I was battling with within myself. So even if when I had this man, I still was depressed. I still didn't have the love. So I tell this testimony
right.
to a lot of women and men is that you first, like you said, you first got to love God.
Exactly.
Love yourself. And when you love God, he'll teach you how to love yourself. He'll teach you to love those things about you that you don't like, that you feel that you need to get rid of or work on or whatever. He'll teach you to love past, you know, the pain and hurt. He'll teach you to forgive. He'll teach you to let go of the anger, the rage, the wrath, the terror. He'll teach you to love you. And once you love you that you see every day, then you can give your love to a man. Then you can give your love to a woman. Because how can you give all your love to a man and woman and you can't even give the love to yourself or to God? So that's what God taught me over the years. And so now that I'm single, and I've been single for the last 5 years, God is teaching me to how to celebrate myself and embrace myself and embrace the queen within and love who I am, so that when I do get a husband, I learn the more how to love a king. How can I love a king if I can't love the queen?
Amen.
So he's teaching me now to love the queen. And teaching me how to embrace the queen within and celebrate myself, celebrate my singleness, celebrate me being single and saved. It wasn't a time I could always say that I was single, saved, and satisfied. Well, I young was. I could, it was, but I was satisfied in God that I could say. But now I can stand here and say that I am single, saved, and satisfied. And it took me to go through a lot of pain and hurt and making wrong decisions in my life to recognize that I know one can love me better than God loves me.
Amen.
So I pray that it help you, woman of God, my sister. I pray that it helps you. I pray that that what we are saying that will make a great uplift you on today and can motivate you the more to know that God loves you. And no one else can love you like God's love, because his love is everlasting. His love is omnipresent. His love is omniscient. His love is a love that you can never get from no one. Even if you don't, like me, I didn't have my mother and my father around, so I was like 11. But for those areas, even though I had my grandmother and my aunt who really loved me well, I think they gave me one of the best lives. I don't think that my mother and father were even capable of giving me. But even though at the time that they gave me this love, I still left a lot of things. But God began to show me that this was all a part of his plan. This was part of his plan so I could help somebody else. These things that I went through was my testimony to be my greatest asset in my ministry. So I pray that God will show you that he loves you. He knows your name, that he loves you unconditionally, and that the things that he's going to manifest in your life, I'm telling you, it is priceless. Hallelujah. Evangelist Daphne, do you have anything you want to say to the woman of God? Hallelujah. Well, right now we're going to go into a music break, and we're going to play, I'm going to play Operator by J. Moss. Hallelujah.
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on.
Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was J-Moss Operator. Whenever you just in the mood and you just need to talk to God, you can pick up that phone. You ain't got to go through the Pope. You ain't got to go through the priest. You ain't got to go through the pastor, the bishop, or anybody. You can talk to Jesus at any time. You can ask him to pick up the phone. You can say, Lord, I'm ready and I need you. It's a 911. You can text message him. You can IM him. You can talk to him anytime, any day, without anyone permission. Hallelujah. Next, I got a topic that people been hitting me up in the chat room that they want to talk about. They want to talk about wealth. And the topic that we're going to talk about wealth is the struggle that a lot of most saints going through in finances in the church. We're going to talk about the different topics about wealth, like how most time in the church, how you can pay your tithe, you can pay your offering, or you can, sow a seed and you're still struggling in your wealth. I gave a scripture that listening to this song, I got one of my favorites, Psalms 112, verse 3, says, wealth and riches shall be in your house, and his righteousness endureth forever. One thing I want to share with you, men and women of God, that's listening all over, wealth is something that's already ours. It's nothing that we don't have to beg about. It's really not even nothing we don't even have to even really too much really pray about unless we choose to. But it's already a mandate. It's already a demand. It's already what God is already going to give us. He said that simple in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things should be added to you as well. It also lets us know in Psalms 84:11 that the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor. We don't have to pray for favor because it's already ours. He bestows favor, honor upon us. No good thing does he withhold from us if we walk uprightly. He also said in Proverbs 8, verse 14, it says that he gives us insight and strength, success, and it is ours and we have power. He already gives us insight. He gives us insight to obtain strategies, to have the resources, and to also look for the opportunities to obtain wealth. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 said it's for God who gives us the ability to obtain and produce wealth. He gives us all those different, we got all the keys that we need to get wealth. There's nothing that we don't have to worry about because it says in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give us the desires of our hearts. It's already access to it. All we have to do is seek God the more, pray, meditate, fast, do his will, be obedient. Isaiah 1, verse 19 says, if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So if we just obey God, we'll eat the good of the land. It's no problem. If it says in Deuteronomy 8:18 that he gives us the ability to obtain wealth and produce wealth, and it says in Proverbs 8, verse 14, that good advice and success belongs to us. It's our strength, our arms, and we have power. That means we have success. We just heard that it says in Psalm 84:11 that he bestows favor and honor upon us. No good thing is to withhold from us. He said that if we seek him first, his kingdom, his righteousness, all these things means money. It means finance. It means a good job, a good business, promotion, provisions, all those things, success. All those things are ours anyway. It says in Proverbs 3, it says in verse 2 through 4, it says that he gives us favor with God and man. He gives us favor. So we got favor with him. First of all, talk about that. We got favor from him. We have success. He gives us insight. He gives us power. And he gives us able to produce wealth. Also, in the New Living Translation, I always say us women, we have a little extra bonus. I ain't knocking you men. I know, MC, I know you're on the line. And it's a man in the chat room. I'm not knocking you men. But in Proverbs 11, verse 16, the New Living Translation version, it says beautiful women, well, actually it said the same way a body man become rich is the same way beautiful women obtain wealth. So we already can produce wealth. We already can get wealth. So all we have to do is activate it, kind of like when we get a credit card or our debit card. When we get our debit card, no matter how we got $1 million in our bank account, that debit card ain't going to work until you activate, until you activate that card. And when you activate it, that's when you are able to use that card. I don't care how much money you got in it. You ain't going to ATM with no card. You ain't activate. You ain't getting a pecan out. You ain't getting nothing out of there. But once you activate it, you can use it. And that is how it is with our gifts and our power and our connection to God. Once we activated the word of God, you begin to start seeing wealth coming everywhere. You begin to start seeing wealth on your job, wealth in your family, wealth in your bank account, bonuses and surprises and gifts and mailbox blessings and Luke 6:38, men shall give into your bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. The same type of measure you give unto others shall be met and given unto you. When you begin to do that, the Bible talks about in Malachi 3 how, you know, when we sow 10% of our tithe, you know, that he'll open up the windows of heaven and we'll have room enough to receive. And that's a whole nother talk. We're going to make that out a whole nother day. I'm not even going to get off into that. I feel a lot of y'all probably pulling on me. Come on, go there. Nope, we don't even got time. I got 5 more minutes, so I'm not going to go off into that. But maybe we can make that another topic another day. That'd be our first whole party topic, talking about the tithe. But as you do, if you are willing and obedient to the word of God, you shall and you will eat the good of the land. You really shall flow in the land of flowing milk and honey. You really shall walk in the authorities and the power of God. You shall walk in abundance and not lack. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath if you really, truly activate the word of God in your life. Do any one of you two that's on right now, do you want to share or add something to that? MC, sure, Lord, do any one of y'all want to add to that?
Somebody saying something.
Yeah, I said, do you want to add to what I was saying about wealth? The people want to talk to me in the chat room talking about wealth.
Wow.
And
that's,
I was just giving
topic.
A different scripture.
One of my favorite scriptures that the Bible says, we shall reap. She'll reap if we faint not. So sometimes we just have to wait after we've done all our sowing, after we've done all our praying, after we've done all our fasting, after we've done all those things. Sometimes we have to wait on that promise. You know, just like Abraham and Sarah, there was a time in a season. Promise came, and after the promise, you know, it came to pass later on. So they just had to wait, even though she got impatient. Of course, we know her story. She got impatient, and, you know, that's how you got Ishmael. So you want to make sure that, you know, in our process, that we don't go out of God's will and, you know, get that imitation. You know, that's not what we're really seeking from God. So sometimes I think the main thing is, because here's the thing, one thing I think we miss in all of the scriptures and all of the teaching on the wealth and the prosperity and the blessings of God is the process. And there is a process. So I think that's the part we probably have to remind ourselves, you know what I mean, and just know and trust. That's where we truly activate our faith. You know what I mean? We have to continually just trust God at his word. Trust God at his word, and he will bring it to pass. So that's all I want to say.
Amen. We have like a couple more minutes left, and I hate to cut everybody off. This is actually awesome. 45 minutes and went by so fast. I really appreciate you, Shaloria, Evangelist Daphne, MC, who's calling in today, and all you men and women of God, all 20 of you in the chat room. I really appreciate you. I know it's a last-minute thing, but God told me to do it. So I'm being obedient, because when you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. I'm going to leave you with Kenton Jones. Jesus will fix it. I want you all to know that God loves you. I love you, too. You are blessed and prosperous, and you are trusting the Lord to do a miraculous move and a manifestation in your life Thursday. Be blessed. I am your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. Agape!
In the water,
water was cold.
Shim my body, but
I
got to work early, but when I got old,
she brought back to the
boat. We did it clay, I needed them more. Then I got bold, talking to people I didn't know, said Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a gentleman with a whole bunch of keys.
He's the
light and
prosperity.
He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah.
He can
totally rearrange your life, free from bondage, free from